This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Home. Patient's first name is Mary, M-A-R-Y, last name is Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. Date of birth is 3/24/1936. Date of evaluation is 5/23/2023. Chief complaint, psychiatric follow-up for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is an 87 years old female who is well familiar to our service. I had last seen her on May 5, 2023. Period patient was recently seen by a psychologist from Seniors Wellness Group. Her chart indicates that she was readmitted to nursing home on 5/13/2023. Patient carries diagnosis of CVA, syncope, depression, difficulty walking, gout, chronic kidney disease, history of falls, and multiple other medical problems. Period. Patient acknowledged that sometimes she does feel down and attributes that to suffering from stroke. Period. Reports that she lost two sons in 9 weeks in 2018. Period. Reports that her son and daughter come and visit her, and grandchildren also come to see her. Period. During my evaluation, patient was mostly concerned about pain and attributes that to gout. Period. She also acknowledged poor appetite. Period. She denied suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. Period. She knew. It's May 22nd or 23rd, and Joe Biden is the president. She does show mild impairment of recent memory. Period, no thoughts of harm to self or others. Period, no paranoia, delusional thinking. Next paragraph. Under internal medical social family history, did last visit May 5, 2023. Check a review of medical family social history indicates no changes since last visit, as noted above. Medical history, see chart. Social history, unremarkable. Family history, unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, recruiter from a chart, attending nurse, chart, nursing. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medications. See medication page, number one, Cymbalta, number two, Remeron, and number three, Memantine. Check side effects of Namenda, SNRI, Remeron, check in my medical determination the above reference risks are acceptable and outweighed by the potential benefits of recommended medication intervention given the current emotional suffering of the resident. Next. Mental status examination. Constitutional weakness, grooming, fair, motor movements, retardation, stature, sitting, gait not testing, level of consciousness alert, demeanor, cooperative, affect constricted, mood, depressed, speech clear, thought processes, periods of confusion, suicidal homicidal ideation, deny suicidal homicidal thoughts, psychotic symptoms, no evidence of psychosis or ABH, problem knowledge, fair judgment, fair orientation to a person with a normal place, impaired place, time, mildly impaired. Place with the normal time, mildly impaired, attention, concentration, with the normal memory, recent impaired, appetite poor. Under assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, single episode, moderate, F32.1, plans continue. Cymbalta as prescribed, Peter recently started on Remeron to improve mood and stimulate appetite. Peter continue psychology intervention. Number two, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance and mood disturbance, F03.90. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Under orders and procedures, procedure code 99308, under supplemental administrative, under orders and procedure 99308, this is end of dictation.